Hi, welcome to Shine Care Ministries. I'm Minister Patricia, and today's message topic is a charge to keep. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:19, King James Version, BibleStudyTools.com. In the book of James, in chapter 1, the Word of God talks about being a hearer and a doer of the Word. If we are hearers only, then we deceive our own selves. In Matthew 5:19, it talks about do and teach the commandments. I think about the two parts, do and teach. When we are believers, I think about how the Word of God talks about it both ways. And, it's an and there, worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth, how we are to be hearers and doers of the word. And even as we believe in God, it said, who have believed our report, but they have not all obeyed? And that's Romans chapter 10. And it's referring to Isaiah, what he said in the book of Isaiah. And so it's in two parts. When we think about faith, us having faith, it's not just saying, oh, I believe, because even the demons believe and tremble. But we think about believers, we are to believe and obey. So even when we think about love, he said love not in word only, but love in deed and in truth. It's and there. And so right here, when we talk about do and teach, our life is to demonstrate to the world the difference that has been made in our lives. It is God in us by his spirit working in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So he gives us the will, he gives us the desire, he gives us the unction, he empowers us by his spirit. He is moving in us, and he makes us alive in him. He quickens us so we can get up and be about his business. I think about the woman at the well and how Jesus told her about her life and the things that she did. She had different husbands, and then the one that she was with, he said, and that's not your husband either. When you keep coming to this natural well and you have a thirst, you will thirst again. When we come to Jesus, who is the living water, then we won't thirst again. The water will be in us, a well of water. He is the one that revitalizes us. He refreshes us. He makes us alive in him, and he continues in us. We continue in him. He is in us by his spirit. And I think about that charge we have been given is something that is with us, that we are to do what he said. And he quickens us and he helps us to be able to live for him. And so it's not just saying to do this and to do that, and you teaching somebody as you write down something like on a blackboard, but our lives speak and our lives teach by example as we live for God. And we have him on the inside charging us that we have to do some of what he has given us. As the woman at the well ran with it, we are to also by his spirit give and use what God has given us and tell others about Jesus. To God be the glory, in Jesus' name, amen.